This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Armed with a keen business sense and a love of sports, Gus Greeley became one of the most influential figures in the history of Negro League baseball. Born in Marion, North Carolina in 1895, Greeley left college after 1 year to work a series of low-paying jobs in Pittsburgh. Following a year and a half of service during World War I as a machine gunner, Greeley returned to Pittsburgh, purchased a taxi cab, and began bootlegging liquor at the height of Prohibition. A self-made businessman, Greeley owned a stake in several hotels and nightclubs in the Hill District, including the famous Crawford Grill on Wiley Avenue, where legendary performers such as Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, and Dizzy Gillespie often performed. By the mid-1920s, Greeley began running the numbers game, an informal local lottery, and earned considerable political clout in the city's African-American communities. In 1930, Greeley purchased a local semi-pro baseball team, the Crawford Colored Giants, and renamed them the Pittsburgh Crawfords. With his deep pockets, Greeley enticed many star players to join the team, including Hall of Famers Satchel Paige, Josh Gibson, Cool Papa Bell, and Oscar Charleston. The Crawfords quickly developed into one of baseball's most formidable teams, winning three Negro National League titles from 1932 through 1936. As his fame and fortune grew, he purchased a vacant lot on Bedford Avenue in the Hill District to build a baseball stadium. The 7,500-seat Greeley Field opened in 1932 as the first African-American built and owned baseball park in America. Greeley eventually ran into financial troubles and sold the Crawfords in 1939. Most Negro League teams disbanded by the early 1950s after Jackie Robinson broke the Major League Baseball color barrier in 1947. But today, Gus Greeley's pioneering efforts are still remembered in baseball parks across the nation.